She'd been a child then. She'd been unable to think, unable to act. She wasn't a child any longer. Karis used the height disparity of coming down the steep trail to leap at the first of the two horsemen who were side by side. He was holding a catch pole in both hands, and he brought it up sideways, trying to block. He caught her extended foot, but she just let her kick collapse and slammed into him with both knees. She rolled as she hit the ground, but had to catch herself with her right hand, which was holding her narrow Attigan, so she drafted a thin blade of green Luxon from her left hand as she passed under the second horse. The blade passed through its belly easily. Karis was on her feet in an instant. She let the green Luxon disintegrate as she charged one of the net men, switching her sword to her left hand. He was too stunned. He didn't move, not even as she lunged full length, stabbing at his face. Her right hand flung a weak arc of fire behind her for distraction. Karis saw a weighted net spinning toward her just as the arc of fire faded from the air. Perfect throw. But she waited, waited, switching sword hands again, until the net was between her and a man swinging a staff overhead at her. Karis shot out two horseshoes of green Luxon. One whistled harmlessly through the twisting, expanding net, but though it missed the net, the horseshoe did catch the staff swinger in the cheek. The second horseshoe snagged the net as it passed through and whipped it back into several men, its leaden weight suddenly becoming a flail. Men were falling away from her on every side. Karis flung little balls of fire at the tents nearest her, blocking her view. Curse being short. The tents went up in flames, but it didn't seem to faze anyone but Karis. Everyone was fleeing. She was just beginning to get a sense of how many men were in this camp. There were dozens of tents. Maybe 100 men? She had to get out.
Damn!
Karis looked up and saw a wide half-circle of musketeers, at least 40 of them. Half were reloading in smooth, practiced motions, unhurried, well-trained. The other half had their muskets still loaded, trained on Karis.
The next volley takes your life, Karis White Oak!
The man was lean, mounted, wearing rich garments that announced he was King Rascaradol, if the smug expression on his face hadn't.
The sword and the Luxon, now!
Karis looked at the semicircle of blasted dirt in front of her, trying to gauge the accuracy of the king's musketeers. Pretty damn good. They were only 20 paces away. It would take a miracle. King Hardle's armor was, of course, mirrored, and he had mirror men and drafters to his left and right. What about Corvin? If Corvin ran as fast as she had, he might get here at any time. Karis always lost track of time once fighting started. Maybe he'd already seen what she had gotten into. Either way, not even he could do anything against these odds. He certainly couldn't save Karis from 20 musketeers with an easy shot at her. Karis pulled off her eye caps and dropped them, and threw her sword away, and let the green and red dribble from her fingertips. Usually, when she let the Luxon go, she felt less wild, less angry. Not this time.
Galan!
King Haradol gestured to someone behind her. Karis was starting to turn when something heavy cracked her over the head.